2009 Taiwan trip, Robert C. Newman. Our trip to Taiwan lasted from May 14th to May 28th, 2009. We were mostly in the capital city of Taipei, with 4 days in the central city of Taichung. I was accompanied by Lee Copeland, and we were led by Wright Doyle, who was already in Taiwan at that time. Purposes of our trip were to survey the religious situation in Taiwan, to do some speaking, and to do some sightseeing. My companions, as I said, were Dr. Wright Doyle. He is director of the China Institute and the Global China Center. He is fluent in Mandarin Chinese and taught for many years in Taiwan. The other companion was Reverend Lee Copeland. He's a member of Wright's board, and he is also pastor of the Faith Bible Fellowship of Farmville, Virginia. Taiwan is an island in the Pacific Ocean, some 80 miles off the southeast coast of China. It's about 250 miles long north-south and about 90 miles wide, with a population of 22.9 million. Taipei, its capital, shown here with the red circle, has a population of 2.6 million. Taichung, shown in the green circle, has a smaller population than that. The ethnic groups on Taiwan, the people of Taiwan are nearly all Han Chinese, about 98%, and 2% Aborigines. But the Han Chinese can be divided into two groups which have been there for centuries, the Hokkien and Hakka, which you can see make up perhaps 85% of the population between them, and then the mainlanders who came over with Chiang Kai-shek in 1949, and that makes up the other, 13% or something of that sort. Taiwan religion. Most of the people on Taiwan, about 93%, follow a Chinese combination of Buddhism, Confucianism, and Taoism. About 4.5% of the people are Christians, of which 2.6 are Protestant, and the rest would be, most of the rest would be Roman Catholic. Trip over. Lee and I departed from Charlottesville, Virginia Airport, 11:22 a.m. on Thursday, May 14th. And then after arriving at Washington Dulles, we got away from there at 1:10 p.m. same day and crossed the international dateline going up nearly over the North Pole about 8:10 p.m. that evening. So that brings us to Friday, May 15th. We arrived at Tokyo at 2:55 p.m. On the afternoon of the 15th. That's Tokyo time. And departed Tokyo at 6:36 p.m. Arrived at Taipei, again local time, 8:30 p.m. and reached China Evangelical Seminary about 11:05 p.m. And we stayed there then for the first part of our trip, May 15th to the 21st. So this map of the Pacific Ocean area shows you the trip over, leaving from Washington and going up north and coming down and landing at Narita Airport at Tokyo, and then after a layover going on to Taiwan and Taipei. Here's a picture of the little plane that took us from Charlottesville to Dulles. And here's a picture of us aboard the plane that was going from Dulles over to Tokyo. And here's Wright Doyle on the left and Lee Copeland on the right in the Taipei airport. And here again is a picture of the front of the China Evangelical Seminary where we stayed for a number of days. On Saturday, May 16th, we left the seminary and had breakfast at the Starbucks near Taipei 101, a large skyscraper, with Kinnan, Lillian Huang, and kids. That would be Joseph and Anna. And then we went up to the top of Taipei 101, which at that time was the tallest building in the world. And then later went to the Taipei Railroad Station to get tickets for our Taichung trip, which would be the next week. And had dinner at the Cuckoo Cafe near the seminary. So some pictures from that. Here's Ken Huang and his son Joseph. And here's Lillian Huang and holding Anna and with Joseph just over the edge there, and Lee on the left. Ken is Chinese, and Lillian is an adopted daughter of a Mennonite fellow. She was born in Africa, I believe. This is what Taipei 101 looks like from the bottom, and here is a view up in the observation tower looking downward at some of the surroundings there in Taipei. Sunday, May 17th, we took rapid transit to Shindian, and then by car out to Huaqing Covenant Church. There, Wright preaches in Mandarin on Ephesians 5:20. We had lunch at the church and spoke with various members at lunch, and then coming back, we had dinner in our room at the seminary with Jason and Christy Truel and their children. Jason is studying at China Evangelical Seminary in preparation for serving the Lord as a scholar in Chinese. So here's a picture of me out in front of the Huaqing Evangelical Church. And here's a picture of Wright preaching to the congregation there in the church. Here we are at lunch after the service. And here the group of us after the service. That's Pastor Johnson Chu and his wife Jane on the left, and Lee and myself on the right. And then James Lau, an attorney, he's the one who drove us up from the train station, and that's, I believe, his wife beside him. On Monday, May 18th, we had a tour of the Far Eastern Broadcasting Company of Taiwan by its director, Philip Chen. Then we had lunch at the Cotton Fields Restaurant with Michael and Hong Chow. Michael is a recent graduate of China Evangelical Seminary and a former school teacher, now working at New Birth Church. A number of these times while we had meals with these people, we were discussing the religious situation in Taiwan and what sorts of things were going on, what sorts of things to pray for. We also had some time that day with David Wei, a professor of New Testament at China Evangelical Seminary, and then dinner at the Peking restaurant. Some pictures from Monday. Here we are in front of a map in the Far East Broadcasting Company's facilities there. The map shows you Eastern Asia and China, and the different colors on there show you the coverage of different broadcasting stations into China and Russia. That's the director, Philip Chen, and his wife on the right. Here we are at lunch with Michael and Hong Chow. And here we are at dinner at the restaurant there, eating some various kinds of Chinese food. Most of this is the dumplings of various sorts. Tuesday, May 19th, I had a meeting with Wesley Hu, a professor of Old Testament, and the fellow who would translate my talk on Thursday. Then went out for a walk, and then Lee and Wright and I visited the Chiang Kai-shek Memorial and walked through the park there. And then we came back and had dinner in our room and prayer time with the Truels. So here's Lee and Wright walking on one of the sidewalks in the park there at the Chiang Kai-shek Memorial. Here's the memorial itself, rather impressive big building. We went into the basement part of it, the lower level of it, but did not go up into the upper part. And here's a very scenic lake and bridge and trees and such out in the park. And Lee and I standing in front of one of the theaters. There's a, I believe, an opera theater and a regular dramatic theater there. Don't remember which one of these that was. Wednesday, May 20, Wright preached in Mandarin at the China Evangelical Seminary Chapel. We had lunch at the CES with the faculty, and then took a taxi out to the Grand Hotel, a massive hotel built by Madame Chiang Kai-shek, I believe, and had fruit tea and cookies and listened to live music there. And then came back and had dinner in our apartment and a time of prayer with the Truels. So here's a little bit from a walk earlier that morning, giving you a little feel of the commercial area with lots of shops under sort of a open, inside sort of an open walkway. And then lots and lots of vehicles parked out in front, and virtually all of these were motorcycles of some sort with a sprinkling of cars and bicycles. Here's Wright preaching in the CES Chapel. Here's the interior of the Grand Hotel. And two musicians performing there. One of the instruments looks a little bit like a lute, and the other one looked something like a zither, I believe. Not sure on the term there. And here are Lee and I with our fruit tea and cookies in the dining room there. Lobby, I guess, actually. And here an exterior shot of one wing of the hotel and a big tourist bus parked out in front of it. Thursday, May 21, we had a meeting with Andrew Butler, member of the CES faculty and former director of the Overseas Missionary Fellowship. And then I gave my PowerPoint talk, Another Jesus, in the CES chapel. We had free afternoon and then departed for Taipei at 7:15 that evening by rail. Arrived at Taichung at 9:31. And got at our hotel after taxi ride, the Renmei Hotel, at 9:45, where we would then spend the next four nights. So here's Andrew Butler, faculty member at the China Evangelical Seminary and former director of the OMF, British fellow. This is the opening slide of my talk, Another Jesus, False Messiahs Then and Now. And it was a rather clever picture I found somewhere of a wolf with a sheepskin carefully tailored to fit over it, with the muzzle and the ears and the legs and the tail sticking out. So a wolf in sheep's clothing. And here we are having lunch at the CES dining hall. This is a shot I took looking down into the open area inside the complex there. The China Evangelical Seminary also has in the same building a Christian school, and they use this courtyard inside for their athletic activities. And you can see a balcony there where some kids are watching the game going on, some kind of a kickball game taking place down in the courtyard. Here's our train arriving just before we get on it to go from Taipei to Taichung. And here's a shot of the bedroom Renmei Hotel. Friday, May 22nd, we're now in Taichung, and we met Daniel Wu, professor of New Testament at Central Taiwan Theological Seminary, and then had tea with President Chen. I gave my PowerPoint talk, Another Jesus, at the CTTS Chapel, and then we had a quite elaborate lunch given us by the seminary, an 8-course meal at the Leonjin Japanese restaurant with 2 faculty members and a student leader, and then went walking in the neighborhood, and then had dinner with another American who's studying in now Taichung, Cole Carneseca, at the Gifts Cafe. So here's my audience at the CTTS chapel for my Another Jesus talk. Here's Lee and Wright and myself and my translator at CTTS. And here we are in the Japanese restaurant. Lee is working into a little sort of cone-shaped potato salad wrapped in a probably a seaweed shell. I think that's what's right up here in the middle foreground at my place. So he's working on that, and then some kind of a salad there in front of him. And the girl there, I believe, is the student leader. Saturday, May 23, we had a meeting in the morning with Richard Chang, and then out walking and shopping. And then the afternoon meeting with Margaret Chen, a student at CTTS, even though she is in her 50s. And then a dinner at Auer's Bagel and Pasta Restaurant with Cole Carneseca, discussing the church in Taiwan. Now here's a shot from one of my walks, a nice little playground in the neighborhood. And had to take this picture of a big advertisement for Italian food on one of the restaurants there, not far from the seminary. And here's Lee and Cole Carneseca in the restaurant. And this is Richard Chang in our hotel room discussing again the situation in China and Taiwan with us. Sunday, May 24, Lee and Wright and I went to Luce Chapel at Tung Hai University for their morning service. And then we were at the Christian Center after the service with the chapel speaker and the university chaplain. And then went over with David Newquist to his office. He's the professor of physics at Tung Hai, and a member of our organization, Interdisciplinary Biblical Research Institute. And there I got copies, which he had gotten for me, of What's Darwin in Chinese. We had dinner at Auer's Pasta and Bagel, and I found out that they had a little library there of books that their people could read while they were eating there. And so I donated a copy of What's Darwin to their library. Here's Lee and myself and right out in front of the chapel building at Tung Hai University. This building was designed by I.M. Pei, a famous architect who also did the part of the National Gallery in Washington, D.C., the what's called the West Wing. Here we are inside the chapel, and a choir from Hong Kong was visiting and gave the music. And here we are in the Christian Center afterwards. This is the chapel speaker here on the left, and David Newquist in the middle, and right on the Lee on the right. And then there's Cole Carneseca and Wright Doyle and the chaplain of the university on the right in this picture. Here I am with Dave Newquist in his office, and have a packet of the copies of What's Darwin, a a cartoon book, which a friend and I put together. It was published by InterVarsity in 2000 in English, and then later a Chinese-English bilingual edition was produced in Taiwan, and I wanted to pick up some copies of that to take home with me. And here we are walking back from his office down to where we would pick up the cab. Monday, May 25th, in the morning, we go back by train to Taipei, and we're now staying at the Howard International House Hotel for the rest of our time in Taiwan. And I walking in the neighborhood, took some pictures. We went to around looking for a Chinese restaurant of the right sort that is cheap enough, and finally found one and had dinner there. And then we're at a Christian bookstore near National Taiwan University. So here's Lee and Wright standing on the platform as our train is just coming in. And here's a picture taken out walking, and this was some kind of a Buddhist holiday, I think. I may have the wrong one of the Chinese religion holidays anyway. And so these little tables set out here are offerings to the gods. And the woman down there, I'm not sure whether it's a man or a woman down there, is burning some kind of a offering on a brazier. Here's a picture taken looking out of our hotel, the Howard International House. And you can see over in the left distance the Taipei 101 sticking up above all the other buildings, and then some mountains in the center background. I had to take a picture of this pet shop with rather cute pictures of cats and dogs on the side and on the main sign. So in Taiwan, too, there are plenty of people who have pets, and so here's some. I think I've got a picture a little later on of a woman feeding her dogs. On Tuesday, May 26th, we had some. We were planning to have a time with Randy Adams, but he was out of town, and so the time had to be canceled. And so I went out walking at the campus bookstore, a Christian bookstore near Taiwan National University. I bought a scriptural wall scroll in Chinese to bring home, one of the souvenirs I got while I was there. Then we had lunch in the China Evangelical Seminary cafeteria with Dr. Robert Chang, who teaches counseling at CES. And the rest of the day was free. Here's a picture of walking of the Tequila Sunrise Mexican restaurant near the Taiwan National University. As is common with universities in our country, there are lots of little restaurants around and a number of those of various ethnic sorts. So this is one of those in Taipei. Here's the woman feeding rice to her two doggies. So she uses chopsticks and gets it out of a little bag and hands it down to them. Wednesday, May 27th, we went to a prayer meeting of the Overseas Missionary Fellowship and talked with Andrew Butler again. Had lunch at the China Evangelical Seminary with its president, Dr. Paul Lau. Then took a train to Danshui, a suburb, you might say, of Taipei, down the river towards that'd be the west coast, I guess, and toured Fort San Domingo, a early Portuguese fort, which later became a British fort, and then right next to it, the former British consulate, and then had dinner at McDonald's in Danshui. And so here's some pictures of the various people at the OMF prayer meeting. The OMF workers in Taipei represent people from a number of different ethnic groups, and you can see some of them in these pictures here. Here we are with Paul Lai, president of CES on the left, and then the other three of us up in his office. We had lunch there. Here's Fort San Domingo off obviously it's been reworked a good deal, but the basic original structure is goes back, I think, in the 1600s when the Portuguese were dominant in some sense on Taiwan. The other alternative name for Taiwan, Formosa, is in fact Portuguese, meaning beautiful island. Here I am standing in front of the former British consulate, which is just across the way from the fort. And here is Wright and Lee beside a somewhat strange sculpture down along the river and looking across at the Goddess of Mercy mountain. Looking back the other way, that's that same sculpture there on the right. We have the consulate restaurant there. We had thought initially of eating there, but after pricing things, we decided we weren't too excited about that. So we walked back from the fort to downtown Don Shui and wound up eating at a McDonald's restaurant. On Thursday, May 28th, Lee and I departed from Taiwan and headed home at 10:20 a.m. Our plane left the Taipei airport, and 1:46 p.m. arrived in Tokyo, had a layover, and departed from Tokyo in 4:16, and then 3:28 p.m. Earlier local time, we arrived in Washington Dulles Airport, and then 6:43 departed Dulles, and 7:04 arrived at Charlottesville Airport. And then my brother picked us up, and we got back home at 8:15 p.m. So that was our trip. Here's a picture of a China Airlines plane at the Taipei Airport. And the end of our trip. Pray for Taiwan. There's only a small percentage of the people on Taiwan are Chinese. And yet there's a Chinese church there that's obviously people who are native to Mandarin language, and so well positioned to be able to work in helping to evangelize and to educate the church in mainland China. One of the problems we saw evidence of in Taiwan is that the many of the people in the Taiwanese church are caught up in kind of a health and wealth movement, which seemed to me a rather serious distortion in many ways of the gospel. It's certainly true that one day those who trust in Jesus will be perfectly healthy and wealthy beyond what we can imagine, but that is in the future. It's also true that living by the principles of the gospel will tend to improve one's health and improve one's wealth, but that's not what we're primarily here for. We're here to let the Holy Spirit work through us and seek to be people who live as much like Jesus as we can, and who point out Jesus to others, lift him up in a sense, so that all sorts of people might be drawn to him. And I pray that this may happen on Taiwan and in China and back here in the U.S. as well, that the Lord may work in these situations. Well, thank you for listening and watching with us.